You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev and their Black Friday event this November. Up to 0% financing for 84 months on select 2018 models and up to an $11,000 total value on select 2018 models. Check it out only at Lakewood Chev.
Craig, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm good. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm good. Oilers fans are very interested on who we picked up on waivers. It's Valentin Zhitkov. What is your report on this former second-round draft pick?
He's a shooter. That's what he is. He's a shooter. He's got weight to his game. He's a weighty player. And when he gets inside that scoring area, he's got a good quick release. He's got the opportunity to beat goaltenders with that shot. Now, people are asking, okay, why does Valentin Zhitkov end up on waivers and what's prevented him from getting in there? Well, in my view, his skating is held him back. Number one, he's not real fast and he's not real quick. And, you know, when you're a shooter, Jason, and you know this, having played with different players at different levels, when you're a shooter, you know, you need somebody to get you the puck. Mm-hmm. And so you got to arrive at the right spot at the right time, and you got to get there. And then when you get those opportunities, you got to finish them. Because the whole idea is you're going to be playing with good players. And, you know, if you're not going to finish those opportunities, well, then they're going to find somebody else to get there. And, I mean, right now, I'm not trying to take him out of the hat here, but Ty Ratty hasn't taken advantage of his opportunities. And so now somebody else gets another chance. And, you know, can he do it? Perhaps, but the way the game is played with speed and quickness, it's really difficult for players that aren't quick or fast to find their way in the NHL. They got to be really, really prolific. So that's a challenge for Zhitkov, but you know, you understand why they're picking up a guy like that to try to get some scoring and try to add a little bit more skill to play not only with some of their offensive centers, but also on the power play.
Would it be fair to compare him to a former NHL like P.A. Pronto?
P.A. skated way better. Skated way better.
Better.
And yeah.
Oh, geez. That's not a good sign.
Yeah. And Valentin is more of a weighty player.
Okay.
You know, that low center of gravity. I mean, P.A. wasn't what you would call a heavy player, a weighty player in my terms. So, but PA was quicker, and again, you look at PA, you look at a guy like Radim Verbata, you know, you got to get to those spots, and you got to get to them with great timing, because if you don't get there when the play is developing, you're not going to be able to take advantage of what somebody else like McDavid or Nugent Hopkins or Dreisaitl is doing. So that's where the quickness and the speed is really necessary. It's not just I'm not talking about racing up and down the ice. I'm talking about being quick enough to get to that spot. There it is. I see it. I'm getting there. Zhitkov, I don't have any problem or any issues with his hockey sense. I think, but you still got to be there. If you're there a half a second late, then it's too late.
The problem I think with this pickup for me is that, what you're saying, what I've read from other people, is that he needs to play with good players. So, you know, playing on the fourth line, well, I guess Spooner is supposed to be a skilled player, but it sounds to me like if you're not putting with Nuge or McDavid, you're not setting him up for success. But does he have to earn a spot on those lines, or you just bring him in and say, hey, this guy's going to score for us, let's put him here?
I'm of the mind. Here's what I'm of the mind of, Jason. You know, the bottom line is he just picked up a player on waivers that the team didn't want. Okay, so they were trying to get him down to the minors. So you're picking him up, and if you made the proper assessment on him that he's a goal scorer, he's a shooter, you got to get him with the skilled players, well, then get him in there. And you know what? If you can't do it in 10 days, put him on waivers and get him out.
Just you have your chance, your audition. If you don't make it happen, then you're gone.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Why not? Well, nothing, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I don't see anything to lose here. You know, you tell them, hey, listen, we're going to put you in this spot. I mean, as the game goes on, you know, all we're going to ask you, listen, make sure that your effort is there. Make sure your discipline is there. And you're going to get an opportunity. And if at the end of whatever, maybe it's 2 weeks, maybe it's 10 days, maybe it's 5 games. But at the end of it, you see you can't do it. So see ya. Bye. Thanks.
We got Craig Bunn on the line, the NHL and TSN scout and analyst. Does great work for both of those areas. Craig, when you look at this Oilers team and the way they're set up, You know, that third line of Brodziak, Cassian, and Lucic's getting a lot more ice time. Probably ideally should be your fourth line. But, you know, is there value in as you look at as a manager, a group that kind of just steadies the ship, although there's maybe not a lot of offense being created?
Yeah, I think for Ken Hitchcock, you know, looking at that line, what he's trying to do is have them do two things, maybe three. So the first one is just what you said, you know, try to be a stabilizer, go out there. The second thing is, I think that, like, you know, their size, their ability to play heavy, they need to play heavy. You know, that's no fun to play against. You know, that becomes a scenario whereby, you know, you're an opponent, you're going, oh, geez, oh, here comes Cassian, oh, here comes Luch, he's going to lean on me. Brodziak's a real good, solid, serviceable player. So they get in and they make life uncomfortable for you. And the third thing is, and this is where they're going to have to really show they can do it, is establish offensive zone time. Like, you know, wear out the other team, you know, try to make sure that you're in their zone and bearing down them. It's like the run game in football, Jason. When you start running the ball, not with the idea that you're opening up holes for 10-yard runs in the first quarter, but by continuously, you know, grinding through, that you're going to open up holes in the second half when you really need them and you're wearing down an opponent. That's what I think Ken is looking for. So that's what they got. That's what I would see them doing. Now, do I think they can score? Not very well. So any scoring is going to be a bonus. And, you know, they're going to, again, it puts some pressure on the offensive players, of which there aren't that many on the Edmonton Oilers. But at the same time, what Ken is trying to do also is saying, okay, these are my players. How do I get the most out of them that can benefit the team to the greatest extent? So that's how I see him using them, and that's where they got to add their value.
Craig Bunn joins us talking all things NHL. He's a TSN a scout and analyst. It seems like we've been talking about this for months. With William Nylander, the clock is, you know, we're under 24 hours now for a decision to be made. You know, are you surprised or / disappointed for both sides that it's gotten this far?
Yeah, you know what? I think both those words you can use them. I'm a big believer that you got to try to find a way, and sometimes, you know, where you give a little bit, you get a little bit more somewhere else, and somewhere along the line, you know, they haven't been able to find a platform where they can go, okay, here's where we're at. Now let's build on this. Okay, we got this. Because you would think that, like, I'm not going to say you would think, knowing when you're in a negotiation, there is going to be, okay, here's their side. Okay, what can I live with here? Okay, here's the other side. What can they live with? And then you start building it out. It's like a house, Jason. You get the foundation in place, and then you, okay, we want a two-story house. Well, now we got to frame it, and then you add in the pieces. And it seems to me that they haven't really been able to get to a foundation for an agreement, whether that be on dollars, whether that be on term, whether that be, with respect to, where he fits in vis-a-vis other players that we may have to sign, where he fits in vis-a-vis other players that have signed in the NHL. So, you know, that's where I would say disappointed and surprised would be the same thing. Now, I guess sometimes you reach an impasse, not because parties haven't tried, just because sometimes there's a genuine disagreement. And I'll give you a little example just to go back in time. In my first year in Calgary, Fred Brathwaite filed for arbitration. His agent was the late Don Baisley, just a fantastic person and a great agent, and somebody that I knew well, was a friend, and had great respect for. And so we prepared our briefs, and we got into the arbitration, and the arbitrator pulled us aside probably after about 20 minutes, and he sat us down. He said, I think there's a place for a deal here. And you know, we sat and we looked. He said, I want you guys to just try to sit here. I know you've talked. So we sat for probably an hour and we tried to look at it, and we generally couldn't agree. So we went back out again and we presented we presented our side, and then Don presented his side, and then there was a rebuttal, and then we're getting rid of the rebuttal. The arbitrator called us in again. He says, guys, he goes, I really think there's a deal here. Like, you know, and we've gotten this far. So So we went back in and we spent more time, and we generally just couldn't get, I mean, it was civil. We exchanged ideas and thoughts, and we generally couldn't get there. And at the end of the day, you know, it went to the arbitrator. The arbitrator made his decision. I think Fred was happy. I think we were happy. honestly, and Don was reasonable. He's good. He's prepared. I think I'm reasonable. We just honestly, Jason, we couldn't get there. And so here was the saving grace. The arbitrators looked at it and thought we could get to a decision. We needed his help. Maybe that's why in some of these cases with players coming out of entry level, maybe that's one of the things that the Players Association should push for in the next CBA is that they do get arbitration rights. Now, I'm not saying automatically. If you've played 2 years, you have sure. So many games in the league. But maybe this is a case. Because as you just mentioned, it's not helping the Leafs. It's not helping William Nylander. And, you know, for the fans and everybody that's involved and watching and are interested, it's not good for that scenario either.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting how this sorts out and then what happens next to us. Some pretty big free agents coming up as well.
Yeah.
Last one for you. Philadelphia Flyers remove their general manager, Ron Hextall, and there's names flying all over the place. But, you know, is that I recognize there's only so many jobs in the GM world of the NHL, but would that be a location that would be desirable when you look at the group they have and some of the work done by Hextall accumulating some prospects that seem to be recognized as fairly decent work?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a plum job. That's a job, Jason, when you consider what the Philadelphia Flyers are, the marketplace, the support they have from their fans and from their ownership group. And you know what? They've had success. Hockey matters in Philadelphia in a big way. So absolutely. I mean, it's a job where, you know, the people that would express interest in that job would be many, many, many people. And it really is, I think, a great job from that perspective. And I think it's a really great job for the – you got really good players in place. You got a really good pipeline of prospects in place. And so for all those reasons, absolutely, you should be interested in that job.
Greg, have yourself a great week. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yeah, you have a great weekend also. Thanks, Jason.